So, what city had the Chimney Rock Massacre that occurred in 1867 involving indigenous Indians, most likely the largest massacre in Southern California? And what city's name also means alfalfa, and it grows successfully in this area? If you guessed Lucerne Valley, you are correct. Let's pray and lift the people up and the ministries and the churches that are in Lucerne Valley, that the Lord would move in a mighty way among them. Father, we thank you that your word says in Colossians 3:13 to make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. God, we stand in the gap and repent for the fighting for the killings of the Indians that happened in this Chimney Rock Massacre in Lucerne Valley. Even though it was many years ago, we just pray for reconciliation with the Indian tribes. There is a terrible crime rate there, so we just come against any spirit of murder and drug abuse, that it would be overcome by the Holy Spirit transforming lives, that there would be a conviction of sin and repentance, grace and mercy to reform the area, creative ways for the churches to unify and see growth and revival, that people would grow internally and externally in their churches, that the Word of God would be revered and taught, that there would be a hunger and thirst for righteousness, and that the ministries would reach the community. We lift up the Calvary Bible Church that's associated with International ICFA, the St. Paul Catholic Church, Pastor Reverend Delwyn Haroldson, Lucerne Valley Community Church, Pastor Richard Wood, the Church of Christ, Seventh-day Adventist Church of Lucerne Valley, Pastor Larry Christoffel, Crossroads Chapel, Lucerne, a Church of God of Prophecy, Pastor Scott Creasy, and the St. Joseph Monastery that ministers to those who are Vietnamese. We thank you, Father, that there are outreaches to people beyond just those speaking English. We pray for laborers for the harvest, for effective discipleship training, that as they preach the word, it would train and equip the people to do the work of the ministry, including the poor, the orphans, and the widows. We pray, God, that there would be recovery groups at several of the churches and within the area that would help those that are addicted be free for good. We pray for testimonies would be shared and lives changed, sufficient funds, an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, altars filled, people reconciling with God and with others, enough volunteers, balanced time for ministers with their families, with their ministry, and time alone with you, Father God. We pray for marriages to be strengthened and families to be strengthened and grow in holiness. And we ask God for congregations to be generous. In Jesus' name, may we see a mighty move of God in Lucerne Valley. Amen.